It's 12:30. You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jeff Bossert in for Craig Cohen. In Illinois public media news at this hour, the Democrats' choice to be the new Champaign County Board Chairman says his focus will be on county jail needs, the county nursing home, and staying within the budget. Michael Richards was chosen by County Board Democrats at their caucus meeting yesterday, and the 33-year-old Champaign resident says the county's tight financial situation won't leave room for much in the way of new programs next year.
We're still in the defensive mode at the county. We're in the defensive posture, and I will consider this term a success if we can continue to provide quality services at the county while keeping our budget intact and finding a solution for the criminal justice system without being too much more ambitious than that.
Champaign County Democrats chose Richards after several ballots involving three other candidates, Alan Kurtz, Ralph Eingenheim, and Patsy Petrie. Richards says he expects unanimous support from Democrats during the next month's organizational meeting and hopes to find leadership posts for the other candidates. When it regroups next month, the Champaign County Board will have 22 members instead of 27. Democrats will hold a 12-10 majority over Republicans. An Associated Press analysis shows that big spending by independent political groups in Illinois congressional campaigns didn't affect the outcomes of all the races. Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows has more.
The AP reviewed the money spent by super PACs and other outside groups in the six Illinois congressional races it deemed competitive. But in only two of them did the candidate that benefited from the most spending from independent groups go on to win the election. One was Republican Rodney Davis in the 13th District. The other was Democrat Sherry Bustos in the 17th. In these two races, independent groups spent heavily on both candidates, but they spent slightly more on the winner. In Davis's case, he received nearly $3.8 million in independent group spending, while his Democratic opponent David Gill received $3.05 million. But in the other four races, the AP determined that the winner actually received less outside money than the losers, and usually a lot less. The biggest difference was in Democrat Tammy Duckworth's win over Republican Congressman Joe Walsh near Chicago. Outside groups spent nearly $6 million on Walsh's behalf, but just $700,000 for Duckworth. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
Congressman-elect Rodney Davis says one of his priorities in office will be to help pass a plan for comprehensive immigration reform. The Taylorville Republican says not overhauling the nation's immigration system was one of President Obama's failures during his first term in office. Davis says he wants the country's borders to be better secured, and he wants the process of seeking citizenship to be more efficient.
And we need to come up with a good plan to address the issue of children who were born in this country and through no fault of their own are living in this country, and we need to find a good legal path to citizenship for those children too.
Democratic U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer says he's developed an immigration plan with Republican Senator Lindsey Graham that includes a pathway to citizenship for the estimated 11 million illegal immigrants now in the U.S. Meanwhile, Republican House Speaker John Boehner says it's time to address immigration policy, but he won't commit to the citizenship issue. The owner of a house that exploded in Indianapolis says he wonders if a faulty furnace might have been to blame for the blast that killed two people and destroyed or damaged dozens of homes. John Shirley told the Associated Press today that he received a text message last week from his daughter about a problem at the furnace at the house the girl shares with her mother and her mother's boyfriend. John Shirley says no one was home at the time of the explosion. His ex-wife, Montserrat Shirley, declined to comment today. Indiana real estate records show the house had been for sale for a year until it was taken off the market in March. The Quad City Times reports that attorneys involved in a murder trial that played out in front of cameras say things went smoothly, although they're raising concerns that will certainly come up again as Illinois' pilot program to allow cameras in courtrooms goes forward. The Quad City Times reports that Whiteside County State's Attorney Gary Spencer says he doesn't think cameras interfered with the state's ability to give Nicholas Sheely a fair trial. After Sheely was convicted last week in the slaying of an elderly man, Spencer did say one witness refused to testify in front of the cameras. Sheely's attorney, Jeremy Carlin, worries the coverage of Sheely's trial will make it more difficult to seat a jury in his next trial, which involves four people found dead in a Rock Falls apartment. State officials have beefed up a program that helps members of the military in Illinois. State officials have beefed up a program that helps members of the military in Illinois buy their first home. Governor Pat Quinn announced an additional $5 million for the program today when Veterans Day is observed. The money comes from a capital fund and is estimated to help 500 families buy homes. Those who qualify for the Welcome Home Heroes program get a $10,000 forgivable loan with a low interest rate on a 30-year mortgage and help with closing costs. Army Sergeant First Class Eric Saretta and his wife Shannon were able to purchase a three-bedroom home in the Chicago suburb of Westchester. The newlyweds say the program let them have extra money for their wedding and to start their new life together. While the United States has seen an overall decline in the production and use of coal, there's a different story in Illinois. As Brian Mackey reports, exports are up and Illinois mining is expanding.
During the first half of this year, Illinois coal production was 13% higher than the same period last year. That's been driven in significant part by power plants that have switched from Appalachia's higher-cost coal to Illinois' cheaper coal. Illinois coal has more sulfur, a pollutant, but at least 30 power plants in the region have added scrubbing equipment that allows them to burn Illinois coal. That is according to a report from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, a nonpartisan federal agency. Economist Tejasvi Raghavir is with the EIA. She says Illinois coal is also cheaper to dig up than what's in the older, more exhausted mines in Appalachia.
So existing mines are able to open up new seams, and there are new mines in areas where it hasn't been excavated yet.
A total of 8 new mines have opened in Illinois in the past 3 years, including 5 in 2012 alone. Raghavir also says Illinois' transportation infrastructure, rivers, railroads, and the Great Lakes, makes it cheaper to export than other parts of the country. I'm Brian Mackey.
Health officials are developing a statewide trauma system in Indiana, say the state needs more trauma centers. The State Department of Health says Commissioner Gregory Larkin and the agency's trauma prevention experts finished a statewide listening tour with the realization they face much work in creating a statewide trauma system, as 41 other states have. The agency says only 58% of Indiana residents live within 45 minutes of one of Indiana's 8 trauma centers certified by the American College of Surgeons. 3 are in Indianapolis, with 2 each in Fort Wayne and Evansville, and 1 in South Bend. African-American women are invited to share their stories on health and wellness at the Champaign Public Library this week. Women can sign up in pairs for one-hour interviews today and tomorrow and Wednesday. The stories will be recorded by StoryCorps, the nonprofit organization that collects the stories of Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs. Since 2003, StoryCorps has recorded 80,000 voices. Stories air every Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. StoryCorps is brought to Champaign by The Reveal, a research team from the University of Illinois Graduate College that promotes black women's health and wellness. In sports, quarterback Jay Cutler's concussion has left the Bears wondering about his playing status for next week. Cutler left last night's 13-6 loss to Houston after taking a helmet-to-helmet hit from Tim Dobbins. The Bears quarterback was called for an illegal forward pass for being past the line of scrimmage, and Dobbins was called for unnecessary roughness. St. Louis Rams and San Francisco's 49ers played the NFL's first tie game in 4 years yesterday with a 24-24 final. Greg Zuerlein kicked a 53-yarder, but the Rams were penalized 5 yards for a delay of game. He tried again and missed wide right with 2:42 left in overtime. Illinois continues its basketball schedule tonight with its first-ever matchup against St. Francis. The Illini and Terriers will face off at Assembly Hall. Both teams are 1-0 this season. Chicago Bulls will host the Boston Celtics at the United Center tonight. The Bulls are 4-2 so far. After Saturday's 87-80 win over Minnesota, the Celtics, meanwhile, are 3-3, coming off a 96-92 victory over Milwaukee. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media News.